Welcome to the fifth hour of this six-hour blues excursion. And I've been promising you all morning, got a very special edition of Blues with a Feeling, very special guest, the most famous unknown bass player, not only in the Bay Area, probably in the world. I'm going to call his name after we play a little set of music he's been on over the years. This is KZSU Stanford. I'm your host, the Bird of Paradise. It's an extended version of Blues with a Feeling, featuring my guest. Will let you know who that is right after this little set.
Here they are, Myrick Friesgillery and Nuvo Zydeco.
She was here the other day. She's in a bad situation, and I've come to take her away. She's from the wrong generation. She's in a bad situation. She used to tell me that she loved me, but I knew that was a lie. Every time that I would call her, she was with some other guy. Wrong generation. She's in a bad situation. She was here the other day. She's in a bad situation. I've come to take her away. She's from the wrong generation. She's in a bad situation. If you see her, will you tell her I still love her very much? I really miss her jazzy body. Now there's no just a touch. Wrong generation. She's in a bad situation. We'll be right back. I'm stepping up in class.
I said I'm stepping out. your head to your toe. I'm gonna move it around. Let your soul dance free. Your body's burning hot like a voodoo queen. Just show me what you got. Show me what you got. Come on, show me what you got. Don't be shy. Let your hair hang down. Keep your head up high. With your feet on the ground. Let your spirit fly. And don't hold back. Turn it loose. Ah, gonna give me a heart attack. Show me what you got. Come on, show me what you got. Take it way down low. Let your backbone slip. Shake it nice and slow. Ooh, swing those hips. You might not even know me, but that's alright. Got stuff you want to show me. Don't keep it out of sight. Come on, I said, show me what you got. Show me what you got. Get it all in motion. Take it over the top. Do your own thing, babe. Just show me what you got. Let your spirit fly. Don't hold back. Come on, turn it loose. Ah, you're gonna give me a heart attack. Show me what you got. Yeah, show me what you got. Show me what you got. Come on, show me what you got.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a special edition of Blues of the Feeling with a special guest today. And my guest today is Mr. Willie Reiser. He's a longtime bass player in the Bay Area, originally from Chicago, and he was playing the bass on all those tracks we just heard from Bobby Walker, Show Me What You Got, Lisa Kindred, Luther Tucker in the Ford Blues Band with LT Shuffle. Lisa Kindred was stepping up in class. And Myrick Freeze Guillory, Queen Ida's son, with Bad Situation. Willie, welcome to KZSU.
Glad to be here, Bert. Thank you.
I've been seeing you in the clubs for many years, and we've been talking for over 10 years on getting you down to the radio here. And because you're not a front man and you don't lead your own band, that was one of the main reasons I want to get you on. But a lot of people have seen you play, but a lot of people don't know who you are. I like to call you the most famous unknown most famous unknown bass player, at least in the Bay Area, if not the country. You've been playing here for 38 years in the Bay Area, right?
Yes, since 1974.
Let's go back, Willie. Willie, go ahead and introduce yourself to the folks. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? And how did you how did music bite you? How did you get that music bug?
Well, I was born in Chicago and grew up in a town just on the border of Chicago called Park Ridge. Sleepy, very peaceful little suburb, a lot of old trees, old homes. As I like to say, a bunch of very nice white people. And it was a pleasure growing up there. And by the time I was, 9 or 10 years old, the radio grabbed me. And Elvis and Fats Domino and Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, really pulled me in, and I didn't realize how obsessed I was getting with it, but it certainly brought a great deal of joy to my life. And I'd be curled up in bed late at night with the radio listening to WLAC out of Nashville, Hoss Allen and John Ard, all those cats, and really got opened up to blues and R&B and the more traditional country that was feeding the rockabilly at the time. And I started to figure out as I got a little older where all this music was coming from, and what Elvis was doing in particular was just singing all his favorite tunes, which happened to be country tunes and blues tunes. And as I got a little older and got into high school and so forth, I really keyed in on the contemporary soul music of the time, and of course the blues in Chicago. When I got old enough, went and saw all the great blues men live. But my first love has always been the R&B, and in a lot of the country too, for its honesty.
So when did you start playing bass?
Well, when I was a little boy, I was taking piano lessons from a wonderful lady, a friend of the family. Just it couldn't have been nicer, and very talented. And I didn't have anything against the piano. Certainly, I love Fats Domino, Little Richard, and all these cats already, but We didn't have any air conditioning at the time, and the windows would be open, the door would be open, beautiful summer days, and I'd hear all the kids playing baseball outside, and I love baseball so much, I said, well, you know, I got nothing against a piano, but I need to be out there playing ball. I'd rather be playing baseball, and I walked away from the piano at a young age. I didn't walk away from loving music, but I walked away from the piano. And that was too bad, but I went on and through high school and into college for a while, and loving music, buying records all the time, just about living in the record store. And after a colorful exit from secondary education there in college, I was bouncing around working a lot of really low-end, unskilled labor jobs, and they were getting to me, factory work and day work and so forth. And a good friend of mine, a drummer who lives here in Oakland now, Rick Sankey, he said, well, you've been into music all your life. You got pretty good time, it looks like. All you do is buy records and listen to records. Here's a bass. It's a cheap Gibson. It's not a Fender, but maybe you could get into this. Maybe this would be something you could do. And he kind of got me started, and before I knew it, I was working club gigs that were way over my head. Nothing but baptism by fire there.
Do you remember some of the guys you worked with?
When I got going a little bit, Otis Clay was by far the best person that I worked with in
you
Chicago.
You played bass with Otis Clay?
For a while, did live work with him. Didn't get a chance to record with him, but did quite a few live gigs with him.
Wow.
And that really opened my eyes.
Well,
and
he's legendary.
Yes, he is. And some other luminaries in Chicago. Chaka Khan has a baby sister named Taka, and she was a lead singer in an original band I was in there. With the aforementioned drummer, Rick Sankey, and we did very well. I had dreams of us getting signed, but it wasn't to be. And lots of local Chicago people. Most of my live work was doing soul stuff and R&B rather than blues, but I would go to the little blues clubs like Teresa's and the Checkerboard Lounge and so forth and see all the great blues men live, Big John's in Old Town, and so I always really love the blues and try to let that influence the way I play R&B, and I play a lot of blues too since I've lived here.
Sure, and that's the other thing, that move. We're gonna get into your move out there, but I'd like to just make sure we cover the real foundation of your real foundation is in Chicago.
Yeah, oh, I mean, very, very much so. That formed who I am. And
were there guys that influenced you, bass players or other guys that came along?
Two in particular who did a lot of recording in Chicago at the time, but one of them is still there, Bernard Reed. The other guy, Louis Satterfield, who was also the trombone player in Earth, Wind, and Fire, did a lot of studio work. He's the guy on Rescue Me, Fontella Bass, many records that came out of Chicago. Bernard Reed is the guy who's on all those Tyrone Davis hits, the Shy Light stuff. And there were other bass players in town, too, but those two in particular really got my attention. A young Verdeen White was coming up then. Before Earth, Wind, and Fire were formed, and his mentor was Louis Satterfield, before he became the great world-class bass player he is with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So there's a lot of bass going on. Phil Upchurch, the great guitar player, also did a lot of session work playing bass. I used to see him live playing with Donny Hathaway.
Wow.
A little place, the Bernard Horowitz Community Center on the north side of Chicago, and Donny Hathaway would come in there and is sure to be hanging out. It wasn't a big, slick Vegas thing at all, which was kind of the beauty of it. And he'd sit down and, wow, just the singing and the playing were non-parallel. And here was Phil Upchurch playing guitar. And when he'd go over to bass, Donny Hathaway would play the little keyboard bass, little Fender keyboard bass. One of the only people I've ever heard playing keyboard bass that actually sounded like a bass player.
Wow.
It was uncanny. So that's another great one, Upchurch, and he's on a lot of stuff.
Was there any guys that actually sat you down and showed you stuff?
Well, one time I remember I was asking Phil Upchurch for lessons, and he looked at me kind of quizzically. He didn't know me. I just went and saw him play as much as I could and listened to him on all his recordings. But we engaged in a conversation, and I said, well, what about lessons? And he looked at me and said, lessons? Lessons? He said, you got good time? And I said, yeah, I got time. He said, well, can you hear the changes? I said, well, usually. He said, well, there you are. I said, lessons? He shook his head and walked away. He's a world-class player. The same guy who's on the original version of Breezin' by Gabor Szabo playing bass, and then when George Benson had the big million-seller hit on it, there he was back again playing bass on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The guest is Willie Reiser, Bay Area bass player for the last 38 years. You've seen him probably. You might not have known his name. He's not the out front band leader, but Willie's usually the guy driving the band with that fat bottom bass. And I've seen him in the clubs. I've seen you in the clubs for so long, Willie, that I had to get you down here to the radio. Let's do this. Let's play some more music for the folks. These are all tracks off of CDs that you appear on. You brought a stack, and it's about 3 feet high. It's amazing.
I had to pare it down, too.
Let's get back to a little music, and then we're going to come back and find out what brought you to California and especially right to the Bay Area. What are we going to play next for the folks?
I'm going to play a tune here by a good friend of mine, Michael Pelequin, who's a excellent sax player and arranger and also a harmonica player, world-class harmonica player, as a matter of fact, and singer. And this is a tune off of his solo album called House of Cards.
From the outside looking in, you would think I've got it made, but I'm probably just like you, and you wouldn't want to trade. I'm living paycheck to paycheck in a mountain of debt. One wrong move and my whole world's in a mess. Living in a house of cards.
crazy wall at a time. I'm living in a house of cards. I've got no one to blame but myself, because it's all by my design. My foundation's made of brick, hardened by the sun. First floor was built from a carefree life, years of having fun. Second floor is sorrow from loves and lives long lost. The roof is pain and misery, and now I'm paying the cost. I'm living in this house of cards. Built one flimsy wall at a time. I'm living in a house of cards. I've got no one to blame but myself, because it's all by my design. Been working on this house of cards for a long, long time. The cards lean in, and when they fall, I shouldn't wonder why. But if a strong wind blows, the house could fall. I might lose it all and just build it back again. I'm living in a house of cards. Built one flimsy wall at a time. I'm living in a house of cards. I've got no one to blame but myself, because it's all by my design.
Wall at a time. I'm living in a house of
Michael Pelequin, current sax player, harmonica player. He's in a bunch of bands, including Blues Power with Applejack. You can catch him at the Saloon every Sunday afternoon with Blues Power. You can also catch him with Blues Power at the Redwood City Blues Festival, but I digress. I'm here with Willie Reiser, the bass player on that track. 38 years here in the Bay Area, straight out of Chicago. We just pretty much touched on, Willie, on your Chicago experience and how you got into playing bass and music. Let's jump... well, let's talk a little bit now about your move, because you and I talked in a bar recently about the move, and I asked you, why California and why the Bay Area? And you moved here what year?
I arrived in Oakland the 5th of May, my mother's birthday, in 1974.
So please tell that story. Why California and why the Bay Area? Why Oakland?
Well, I don't know if it was totally clear to me at the time, but it comes clearer now. Two things happened that really changed my life. A long-term relationship with a woman that I love very much didn't work out after 5 years. Nobody to blame. Just poof, gone with the wind. My original band that I mentioned before, Sweet Fire, that Taka Khan was the lead singer of, we didn't get signed and we weren't getting anywhere, and there was a bit of turmoil within the band and so forth, which happens a lot of times. And that wasn't realizing itself. So those two major parts of my life were falling apart, or had fallen apart. And I've always been naturally, I don't know if liberal is the word. I think just naturally on the left of things, and following my heart that way.
You mean politically?
Oh, yeah. And so
is politics a big part of your life?
Well, I speak up a lot. I'm not active now like I was in the 60s. I mean, I did a lot of marching and witnessing to what I thought was an immoral war in Vietnam, and also amazing racism that I saw in Chicago.
The draft didn't get you?
Well, that's just a quirk of fate, because I drew a very high number in the lottery.
Wow.
Which was totally unfair. In fact, I remember my friend Alan French, I went to high school with, he drew number one, and he got killed as soon as he got over there.
Wow.
So that was just, I don't know why the Grim Reaper passed me by there, or me having to kill a bunch of people I had nothing against passed me by, too. So
good.
That was just fortune for me. But I knew that Oakland and Berkeley were as integrated as any place in the United States. I knew that there was a strong base of progressive political thought here. And I knew that there was a good music scene, particularly Tower Power and Cold Blood and the Pointer Sisters, I had noticed. And I can't really be certain what drove me to move here rather than New York or Nashville or L.A., which would have been more logical in terms of the music business.
Mm-hmm.
But I got here, and I pretty much fell in love with Oakland. You could use a little weather here. They don't have any seasons. That bothers me. Not a lot of drama. They could take all the weather people on all the media outlets here and just fire them. They don't even need them. But I did land in a situation where I could wake up every morning and see all of God's children all around me, no matter what type or age or persuasion. And it's very healthy. On that level, I'm really glad that I moved here. In Chicago, unless you're in certain neighborhoods, it's kind of like New York, unless you're in certain neighborhoods, all the tribes are very much alive. And all the cultures are very much alive, which is wonderful. But how much they interact with each other is often questionable. And many times they just hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad for that reason. I miss Chicago a lot. It's different. It's apples and oranges. It's very different from the Bay Area and from Oakland in particular. But I'm glad I'm in Oakland. Oakland's been good to me, and I have a lot of love and loyalty for it. Oakland and Berkeley in particular.
38 years you've been here. Willie Reiser, the bass player, the guest for the next Alva in 19 minutes. And speaking about you getting here, when you got here, what did you find on the music scene? How did you get yourself into it? Did you have any connections at all?
No, I didn't have any connections. I knew one person, a drummer, who I was sharing a big old wonderful flat with in Oakland near Lake Merritt. And he knew a few people, but he wasn't too far along the road. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I met a few people in the city, a great guitar player from Shreveport, Louisiana, named Ted Polecat Salone. I'll never forget him. And I met him, and he pulled me in with a really good soul singer from Miami named, what was his name? Billy Smith, I think. And a sax player named Lorenzo Goodman. They had a little soul band that worked at a place called the Shy Fox, Upper Mission. And I got going there and got baptized in the local R&B/blues scene with them. And they used to do after-hours gigs across the street at a really big club up there on Upper Mission called the Ghetto Club. And they used to have the 2 to 6 in the morning after-hours gig. And that was really good. So those two gigs kind of opened me up to being exposed to other people who hired me, and away I went. And all these years, haven't had to get another day gig. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. They get in the way. The day gigs get in the way. When I was delivering mail in Chicago, I'd come home. The clubs there open till 4 rather than 2. So I'd come home at 4:30 or 5, take a shower, go directly to the post office, and I'd have to try to sleep the following afternoon. Crazy. And after a couple of years of that, I said, well, I got to make a decision here. And I walked away from the post office, and that was it for the old day gig.
Wow. Now, speak about the scene in the Bay Area back then, because it's almost 40 years ago, and mm-hmm. it's not like that anymore.
No.
Like you said, there was after hours, which is unheard of here, unless you got some turntables.
What they call back East blind pigs, the after-hour joints, where this might be in somebody's house.
Yeah.
Might be in a club. There was a little place in West Oakland called a Deluxe Inn.
Yeah.
The same thing, 2 to 6 in the morning.
Yeah, a little warehouse.
And, maybe people might have a little libation even after 2. I don't know. I didn't really see that. And it was really good. I'm a night owl anyway. I've been a night owl all my life, so I love those late hours. I have a lot of energy in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, too, that there was a soul singer from Miami and the guitar player from Shreveport.
Yep.
This was kind of a destination, wasn't it, the Bay Area?
Well, it seems to be. I mean, it's very much like Chicago and still is in the sense that there are really good musicians all over the place, good singers, but it's not really the heart and soul of the music business. Although now that things are so fragmented and fragmented, there's a new one, fragmented, and the sea change, the whole paradigm shift. We don't even know where it's gonna end. I mean, downloading songs for free, the writers don't get paid, all the record stores are gone almost. I mean, everything's different now.
It's on the honor system now.
Well, yeah, good luck with that.
Well, no, a lot of bands do get paid that way. A local band, the California Honey Drops, put their
I'm aware of them. Yeah.
They put their latest CD online, and they said, guess what? Download it for whatever you want. Give us whatever you can. And you know, it worked for them.
That's a good approach.
It actually worked. It turns out that the internet has a dark side, but it has an upside, too. And things have changed that way. But I want to go back to that scene. Well, describe that.
Oh, yeah.
Go a little more in depth on that scene, because it was teeming with activity, right?
It was teeming with activity, and I was fortunate enough to land a job within a few months after coming here with an original soul band, Frank Biner and the Night Shift.
Uh-huh.
And they and many other bands were working places like the Keystone Berkeley, the New Orleans House in Berkeley, the Orphanage in San Francisco, a beautiful nightclub, the Yellow Brick Road in San Francisco. There were a lot of clubs in Oakland, the Fox in Oakland, a lot of clubs in Oakland, Berkeley, San Francisco, all over the Bay Area that were supporting live music, both rock and roll and soul. And the soul stuff was crossing over big time into the white rock and roll culture. So there was a lot of interest in R&B, both from the African American and the white crowds, and which made it wonderful if you were playing that, because you could go anywhere and play that music and be hired and welcome.
What was the radio like back then?
The radio was strong, too. KDIA, I used to listen to all the time.
And yeah.
The FM here, of course, particularly on the rock side, was very strong, innovative.
Yeah. Did you play on the radio at all? Were there any situations you remember where maybe the radio came out or the band went on the radio?
Probably. I don't remember right now.
Okay. It was a long time ago.
I know I did with Jules Brassard later. We played on the radio. He's a great sax player,
sure.
A Bay Area guy.
Little Walter's cousin.
That's right. That's right.
Talking to Willie Reiser, longtime bass player here in the Bay Area, reminiscing about old times, and also going to get caught up on what you're doing nowadays, Willie. And we got some time to, thank goodness, this isn't a one-hour interview. I knew when we talked about this interview, I knew we had to take more than an hour because...
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's wonderful.
Too much information there. Let's get back to a song now. You queued one up of a local singer nowadays, Willie G, who came out of the Oakland scene. It's all ready to go. Set this up a little bit. This is Willie G's CD that came out about 4 or 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was produced by a local producer and recorded by a local recording cat, a friend of ours. And speak about this a little bit. Set this up.
Well, Willie G, a wonderful performer, a blues and soul singer from Texas. Just a gentleman, a real rare kind of classy and yet very funky and streetwise character. I just love playing with him. And this is a tune of his called Stone Crazy.
All right. On KZSU's Blues with a Feeling.
I can't sleep, I can't eat, I feel defeat, put on the heat. Somebody dial 911, somebody's out in my yard shooting gun. Seems like gangbangers on the run, my things just ain't no fun. Now I'm crazy, the stone is crazy. I think it's too much dope, no, I can't cope, I'm losing hope. Won't you call the Pope? Can tell me what I did wrong now. I'm like a prisoner in my own home now. I'm just scared to walk the street and not alone now. Sitting with my cat by the phone, call what they're going crazy now. Stone crazy, yeah. Set a giraffe out in me. You claim your crime reform was a key. Oh, but it's a war zone now here to me. Spend the night in any ghetto you see. That they don't pray. They're stone crazy. Oh, they're gone crazy. Hey, watch you walk away.
that I go to sleep alone, waiting for you to come home. I know you're leaving cause you're gone, I'm losing you. I'll never, never, never let you go, babe. Never, never, never set you free. Never, never, never let you go, babe. Always belong to me.
Yeah, that was Bobby Walker in Get It, featuring Willie Reiser on the bass. Matter of fact, every song you hear in this next hour and the last hour is all Willie Reiser on the bass. And before that, we heard from George Witzel with Losing You, and Mike Willie G with
Stone Crazy.
Stone Crazy. We're here with Willie Reiser, the most famous unknown bass player on the entire West Coast, but you're going to get to know him. And never fear, folks, if you don't catch a whole interview or you want to tell your friends about it, we're going to put this interview up on the internet in a few days, and I'll let everybody know where you can pick it up and get it, and you'll be able to listen to it again, download it, or rebroadcast it. We're going to play a few messages, come right back up, and talk some more to Willie Reiser.